if you're able.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. Words of strength to lonely shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bow before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor left for you. Oh Lord, I bring that offering to you. I bring an offering to you. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. It's only by your blood, it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that for you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
Well, good morning. It is great to see all of you out this morning. We've got a few visitors that have come to hear the cantata this morning. We appreciate you all coming by this week. How many of you are done 100% with your Christmas shopping? I see about six hands. Fellas, you've got just about a week and a half left, so I know at my house, thankfully, we are, I believe, 100% done. So we did a lot of online shopping. So I tell you what, it saves you time, hassle with a lot of traffic and crowd. So hopefully as the time grows nearer, you guys can get that all taken care of. How many of you are excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I know I am. How many of you are excited to hear the cantata this morning? I know a lot of us are excited that it's here so we can perform and hopefully do a good job for you all this morning. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to your bulletins. I've got just a few announcements that I'm going to touch on. The first one I want to make certain I touch on In a lot of the bulletins, but not all of the bulletins, there was this green piece of paper. That is your family info sheet. If you have not filled one out recently, which I'm talking within the last couple weeks, the church office is asking that you please, please get this filled out and turn back in. That way we can be current on all of your records and our records. That way, just in case maybe an address, a phone number, anything that might have possibly changed within the last year, we can get that updated. If you can have this back into the office by January the 4th, we'd appreciate it. If by chance you have a bulletin that does not have one of these green slips of paper, stop by the office. We've got extras in there, and we can get that to you. Sue is out this morning, but she did want me to make certain I mentioned that there will be kids quizzing tonight. I believe this is going to be the last Sunday evening of the year that there will be kids quizzing. So please, if you have a child that's in quizzing, try to get them here at the church at 5:45. There is still time to place an order for pies. If you need a pie order sheet, again, stop by the office. We can get that to you. You have by the 17th, which is Wednesday night, to get those pie orders in, because on this Saturday, the ladies will be meeting here at the church. There's not a time, but see Paula at 10 o'clock Saturday morning here at the church. Any of the ladies that want to, or guys for that matter, stop by the church. They'll be preparing those pies, and then this Sunday, those pies will be ready for you all to pick up if you have ordered one. Out on the bulletin board for the last couple weeks, there have been little stars that have items for the family that we are sponsoring for Christmas. I looked this morning. All of those stars have been taken. But if you still want to donate something for that family, you can see Carolyn Stevens. She can get you more info on that. But if you grabbed one of those stars, we need that gift or that item here at the church by next Sunday. That way we can make certain that that gets delivered to that family on time. And then a lot of you know that our financial peace class will be starting up at the beginning of next month. So throughout this month, be in prayer for those families that are going to be involved with that, can make good use of that class, and hopefully they'll see the results of that after that 9-week course is over. Yes, go ahead.
Have any problems coming up with the $93, please private message me, and I will see what I can do to help you out.
Yeah, I believe we do have some scholarships maybe possibly still available. If you guys want to still do that, I believe the deadline may be over and gone with, but see me or the pastor, and hopefully we can get that taken care of, especially for those scholarships. And then lastly, last announcement, Ladies Retreat is coming up here at the beginning of next year. Ted is going to play a video here in a little bit, but for you ladies, hopefully you've gotten your money in, because I know that they're needing to get those reservations made just as soon as possible. But Ted, if you want to go ahead and play that video.
I'm Joni Schultz.
And I'm Amy Napa. We're part of the women's ministry team here at GRU. You know, I love being in a garden. Not working in a garden, but being in one that's already beautiful and growing and green.
Me too. And that's exactly why we created Garden Getaway. It's a garden-themed retreat for women. We don't focus on the digging and planting, but on the seasons of life, using Ecclesiastes 3 as our Bible foundation.
With God as the master gardener who walks beside us in the garden He's created for us.
And to make sure that this retreat really works, we held our own Garden Getaway retreat. We've tested all the Bible studies, the music, and all the activities with women of all ages, so we know that it works and that women from your church will love it.
Well, we're going to use our time here to walk you through Garden Getaway so you'll know how it all fits together. And along the way, we'll share tips we learned. So let's get started.
Well, everything you need to get started is all in your Garden Getaway kit. You won't need a speaker. Instead, the focus is on
All right, so that is what the ladies will be looking forward to for this coming, I believe it's February. So hopefully you ladies have gotten your money in, like I said. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and head towards our greeting time. Why don't you all stand, find someone that maybe you haven't had a chance to greet yet this morning, and shake one another's hands. Christmas tree, Jesus is the King, born to you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say,
Jesus is the King, born to you and me.
Come on, ring those bells, everybody say,
Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Everybody likes to take a holiday.
Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness.
Come on, ring those bells, find the budding tree.
Jesus is the King, born to you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say,
Jesus, we remember it's your birthday.
Your birthday,
Jesus, we remember it's your
birthday. We are glad to see each and every one of you here today. It's been a wonderful Christmas season, and we continue through into the next a couple of weeks. And so we'll have a great time in the cantata today, small groups meeting tonight. Next Sunday morning is Swearingen Family Christmas. We'll invite you into our living room right here on the platform and Lord together. And then also on Sunday evening, if you've never participated, we will have between 6 and 8 on Sunday evening a come and go communion service. And so you'll meet in the fellowship hall, sign in, there'll be refreshments and fellowship there, and it'll take each family individually and have communion and prayer with you here in the sanctuary through that period of time. So we invite you to come and be a part of those special services as well. If our ushers will come this morning, we want to receive our tithes and offerings. We appreciate so much your obedient responses to the scripture in your giving as God has blessed you. And indeed, as you obey the Lord, he provides the need and meets the schedule as we try to minister to our community. What a distinguished looking group of men we have here this morning. All right. Joe, if you'll take that. Jeremy, it's good to have you home. Come and ask God's blessing on the offering.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. Glad to be back. Glad we made it home safely. And I hope that every college student made home safe this past week. We bless you this week. Let it be a good week. I'll be home. Alex will be home. She's heading home to Oklahoma. Let all the college students be safe this week as they come home to their families. And thank you for just giving us a wonderful first semester of college. Amen.
If everybody will join with us as we sing O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Till he appears and the soul fell
we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, we want to be mindful of those requests that are listed within our bulletin. Some of you are familiar with Mark, and particularly with Becky Duncan, who taught phys ed in some of our elementary schools. I told you a few weeks ago about their son Derek, who was involved in a longboarding accident. He is now home and still dealing with paralysis below the waist. And so continue to pray for them as they now have full care for him there at the house. And pray that God will indeed restore him the ability to walk. He's a very vibrant young man, has a very good attitude about all of this, but a very devastating accident that took place. And then we can all rejoice. Not a couple of weeks ago, we're dealing with the loss of the young men from our community in the accident. And I'm sure you've seen it on the news, in the newspapers, but what a miraculous thing that this small aircraft landed in Springfield the other day, and all of those four individuals that were in that plane are still alive. And so those are folks from Integrity Home Care, and we pray and thank God for them. There are a couple of them still in the hospital, and we want to be mindful of them this morning as well. Also, we would just ask you to remember those of our families that will be traveling. This is the week that many of them are leaving and going south for the winter. And so we will miss them from our presence until they come back in the spring. But we trust them to have a good winter season and a good time of fellowship as they go where they stay in Florida and in Texas and the various places that they are located. So be praying for them as they travel. And then we want to be mindful. This has been a year of significant losses for us as a church family, and particularly to those individual families. Some of them were facing their first Christmases now without those individuals as part of their lives. And we want to be sure and be mindful of them, praying for their families, praying for God's presence to be especially near and dear to them in this time, as well as the many other situations that exist within our church family. Let's stand together at this time. We're going to sing together, and then we'll lift our voices in prayer to the throne room of God.
Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Feel free to come. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful today for this wonderful season of the year. Thank you for loving us so much that you would send your Son. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us so much that you would go to a cross, give your life, be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Give us the opportunity of salvation, victory here on earth, and indeed eternity with the Holy Trinity for all of time. Father, we pray today that, and thank you for your many blessings. As we are able to, as Ben talked about shopping and getting those tasks completed, Lord, we are thankful that we indeed can go out and give gifts to other people. We thank you for the gifts that will be given to us in this season. We thank you for that opportunity to have the spirit of giving, Lord, as you have given to us. And Lord, there are families that are struggling. There are families, we read it in the newspapers, we're aware of it out of least of these here in our own community, that there are families that without aid from others, they will not be able to have the Christmas that many of us will enjoy. So Father, we pray that you would just make us mindful of opportunity, that you would help us to cross paths with need, and Father, that you would give us the ability to respond as you would direct us to in each specific situation. Lord, may we be Jesus to people around us, and may they truly know that God loves them and cares for them in this special season. Lord, bless our sanctuary choir today. We thank you for them, the work that they've done in this special presentation. May this message ring true in our hearts. And if there be anyone here this morning who would have need of any kind, Father, we pray that they would find that need met in Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord and Savior. We thank you for this family. We thank you for the families that they represent. And Father, we pray your blessing upon them, and that they would go into a prosperous new year. We thank you, Jesus, for your great love and for this great message. Touch those who need a touch today as the great physician. Bring healing to their physical bodies. Lord, we pray that as the counselor, you would pull alongside those who need emotional support and encouragement today. But most of all, Lord, again, we thank you for the spiritual blessing that you bring into our life by cleansing us from sin, filling us with your Holy Spirit, and providing for us victory here on earth and indeed eternity with you in heaven. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. And we ask it all in the precious and powerful name of your Son. And God's people said, amen. Amen. It is our tradition to have the lighting of the Advent wreath as part of our services. And we are glad to invite down this morning Daryl and Pam Garten. For those of you who may not have had the opportunity to meet them, you probably will remember the name Vivian Carnes. She used to sit just about right back here behind where Don and Ruth are sitting. And she came in as a friend with Lucille White one Sunday and then was with us for quite some time. And then we lost Vivian. Pam is Vivian's daughter. And they have moved down from Wisconsin, and we are so glad that they have chosen to find this as a place to worship together. And so we're going to allow them to introduce themselves and what they do to you, and then read our poem and light our candle today.
I'm Pam Garten, and like he said, we just moved here from Wisconsin, and we're loving the weather. we're hoping for more sunshine, but it'll come. We really enjoy Springfield. My parents had lived here for like 50 years, and so we're familiar with it. And we met Pastor Gary through Mother, and so that's how we ended up here as our church family.
I'm Daryl, and as you might suspect, we're Green Bay Packer fans. And we are very pleased to be able to be here and to be part of this church. It's a very nice church, and we appreciate everything that Pastor Gary has done for Vivian and the Carnes family. So without further ado, we'll have the poem. Today the candles that burn are three. They tell how the message came to you and to me. This week, one glows for the shepherds of old, who watched their flocks in the dark and the cold. They were common men, society's lowest class, caring for sheep, supplying water and grass. Who would have thought God would give such worth to tell them first of the Savior's birth? Words of glory to God and peace to men caused them to hurry off to Bethlehem. The angels spoke and the shepherds went. That's why they are part of this wreath of Advent. Thank you.
nothing as sweet as what we have here. One thing is perfectly clear. There'll be lots of laughter and loads of good cheer. There is magic in all of the noise and glitz. Every night, every side, every gift we give. There
Rejoice, Christ is born. We are here to celebrate the story which began so long ago. But the story didn't start that night in Bethlehem. It didn't begin with an angel telling a simple peasant girl that she would have a child. It all started long before, with God loving us so much that he couldn't rest until he made a way to redeem us. It began with God's only Son accepting the mission to come to earth to rescue the people he had created. Silence was ended by singing, emptiness suddenly filled with holiness, and darkness changed to light. On this holy night so long ago, a story was written, a song began, a miraculous gift was given, and now silence is simply impossible in the presence of it all. Now our hearts are so overwhelmed by God's love that we want to cry out, to shout, to worship and adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ.
This is the time and this is the place when we all gather to celebrate. The God of glory has given us grace. Oh, come let us adore him. This is the moment when we rejoice. Open our hearts and lift up our voice. Let the redeemed make a joyful noise. Oh, come let us adore him. He is God, our redeemer.
Redeemer and the Lord of all. Can't you hear His Spirit call?
Come,
every child of faith,
oh come.
He is in this place,
oh come.
Let us give Him praise,
oh come. Let us adore Him,
come. He is the King,
oh come.
Lord of everything,
oh come.
Lift your heart and sing,
oh come. Let us adore Him.
Crown Him with honor and come before the One who is worthy, the Mighty Lord. This is what He created us for.
Oh, come, let us adore Him.
He is the One who will meet us here. Cast away any doubt and fear. Let His children with hope draw near.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Worship Christ. Let us enter with anticipation. Heed the Spirit's invitation. Come,
every child of faith.
Oh, come.
He is in this place.
Oh, come.
Let us give Him praise.
Oh, come. Let us adore Him. Come.
He is the King.
Oh, come.
Lord of everything.
Oh, come.
Lift your heart and sing.
Oh, come. Let us adore Him.
This is the moment when we rejoice.
Oh, come, let us adore.
Open our hearts and lift up our voice.
Oh, come, let us adore.
Let the Redeemer make a joyful noise. Christ the Lord.
Come,
every child of faith, oh come. He is in this place, oh come. Let us give Him praise.
Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Come, He is the King. Oh, come, Lord of everything.
Oh, come,
lift your heart and sing.
Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Come, every child of faith.
Oh, come,
He is in this place.
Oh, come,
let us give Him praise.
Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Come, He is the King.
Oh, come,
Lord of everything,
oh come,
lift your heart and sing,
oh come, let us adore Him.
Oh come, let us adore Him. Lift up your heart and sing,
oh come, let us adore Him.
Bethlehem was crowded with weary travelers who had filled every available space in town. As people slept, only Mary and Joseph witnessed the miracle that brought Jesus into the world that night.
It's still a mystery to me that the hands of God could be so small. How tiny fingers reaching in the night were the very hands that measure the sky. Seen the dawn of time. the Christ, born in Bethlehem. A baby born to save the souls of men.
Christmas is our opportunity to tell the whole world that Emmanuel, God with us, has come. What an incredible story. What an amazing night. We can't help wondering what Jesus looked like when Mary and Joseph first saw him and held him as they laid him in the manger. Did he cry? Did he hear the angel host shouting, "Glory to God in the highest," which caused a band of shepherds to rush off to the manger to see him? Did he miss his father? Did he have any idea how much the world needed him?
In search of a child, they traveled so far, led by a star to a place of joy. Now the wise men tell a beautiful story, describing the glory of a baby
born. Oh,
Remarkable, isn't it? God, the creator of the universe, the father of all creation, blessed a common woman from Jerusalem with the honor of delivering his son, Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the one who would die for our sins, born so humbly in a small Judean town on a night so simple and so beautiful. It's the beauty and simplicity of that first Christmas that we celebrate today. We celebrate because the long-awaited one, Jesus the Christ Child, is born.
Thank you. angels sang the symphony, heralding the newborn king. He was christened by the star above to give his life in love.
God's plan unfolded just as was told by the prophets years before Mary and Joseph were given the news by the angel. This was no accident. The great plan had a purpose, and it had grace and love written all over it. As the Father's heart was revealed, redemption's plan was fulfilled.
Pray.
blind and lost. What a day to rescue us. Every day to you. Every day to you. Every day to you. Holy Lamb of God. Holy Lamb of God.
This is a story that has been told for thousands of years. It will be preached and sung and read and shared again and again this Christmas around the world. This year, may each one of us find someone to tell. Someone who shares our joy and our faith, or even better, someone who still needs to know Jesus Christ, our Savior and Light of the world.
Light a candle. For the old man who sits staring at a frosted window pane, light a candle. For the woman who is lonely, and every Christmas it's the same. For the children who need more than presents can bring, light.
Light shined in the darkness, and it still shines today through you and me. As we live lives of total surrender to the Father's will, our light shines to everyone. Let this night be a reminder that our beacon of hope and grace through Jesus Christ is a gift to be shown not only at Christmas, but all throughout the year.
Chapter 1, verse 9, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. In verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That light shines on every one of us. We're reminded in Luke chapter 2 as we talked about the shepherds. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. That indeed is the message. Let there be light. The glory of the Lord shone on those shepherds, and His glory has shone on us. We are the recipients of light just as those shepherds were the recipients of light. And just as they listened to what was spoken to them, responded to God's voice and direction, found the babe in the manger, experienced that plan of salvation right before their very eyes, it says, then they went and told. That's the challenge for us. That's the challenge for us. Have we truly seen the Christ child? Have we experienced Him personally? Have we allowed Him to have personal relationship with us? And are we sharing that light with our world, with our community, with our family, with our friends, with those that are near and dear to us? That's the challenge that God has for us today. That's the message that we've been hearing through these songs today. A light has come to us. Will we take it and share it with others? Stand with me for a moment this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed. And let's just consider, as we celebrate this wonderful season, as we absorb the message of this beautiful cantata today, let there be light. Would you open your hearts and minds to God this morning and just say, Lord, am I indeed reflecting Your light in my world? Lord, am I indeed showing and being Jesus to the others that I come in contact with? God wants to have relationship with us. He wants to shine light into our lives, and then He wants us to reflect that light into the lives of others. What a great season the Christmas season is to celebrate the coming of Jesus. To be reminded. And people at this point in time are maybe more open to it than most times in their lives. To hear the message that God loves them. To receive that light themselves. Like the shepherds, let's be sure that we do what God has asked us to do in sharing the good news. The way you live with your coworkers, the way you are among your family, all of those are messages of light going out this morning. Just simply pray that by the power of His Holy Spirit that God will fill you and His light will spill out of your life and into the lives of others. God bless you each and every one. Would you appreciate this sanctuary choir this morning for the job that they have done? And wouldn't you like to say an extra special thanks to Steve and Janet Kravitz, who lead our worship and our choir voluntarily through the year. We appreciate so much their efforts and all that that they do. They help us to see the light every Sunday as we come to worship. And we appreciate them and their work so very, very much. As we go from this place this morning, there will be some fellows at the back door who would have a gift of just a token of our appreciation and love from the church as a Christmas gift to you. We're so glad that each of you have come out this morning. We remind you that small groups will be meeting tonight and indeed then next Sunday a couple of more special services as we meet together. So may God bless you richly. And Steve, any final words or comments that you have?
Hard work that the choir has done preparing for today. I appreciate it. Janet and I both appreciate it. And for Ted and Pat helping us out with the narration and the sound, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to each one.
Amen. All right. Well, it's great to have each and every one of you with us today. We pray that God's blessing will be upon you. Pastor Don, pray a closing prayer for us, please.